Now, a senior Saudi minister has accused Lebanon of declaring war against the kingdom. The minister of Persian Gulf Affairs, Thamer Al-Sabhan, also accused the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah of committing acts of aggression and attacking the Saudi kingdom without further elaborations. He then urged the Lebanese government to realize risks of Hezbollah's actions. Al-Sabhan made the comments in reaction to criticism Riyadh has been facing over the resignation of Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Now, Hariri made the announcement in a statement broadcast on Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV. On Sunday, Hezbollah chief Sayed Hassan Nasrallah and the other Lebanese officials accused Riyadh of forcing Hariri to quit in a bid to create tensions in Lebanon. Let's speak to Lawrence Davidson. He's a lecturer with the Westchester University, and he joins us via Skype from Pennsylvania. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Davidson. Now, it's been an interesting few hours or days, so to speak, when it comes to Saudi Arabia as a whole, be it its own internal political struggles or, of course, this resignation of Saad Hariri. What do you make of the way things have panned out thus far?
Well, it might be that there's a connection between the Saudi domestic process that's going on and the external accusations. If the Saudi reform process is indeed as widespread and potentially revolutionary as we hear, then perhaps there's some tactical thought to diverting Saudi attention to external affairs. In terms of Lebanon, I mean, it's hard to know how Lebanon can declare war on Saudi Arabia. They don't have a common border. They certainly don't have the weapons capacity to attack Saudi Arabia. So this is really just a sort of hot air in many ways. Obviously, there's a Saudi desire to stir up trouble against Hezbollah. This is just a verbal attack on Hezbollah. I don't think it's going anywhere, quite frankly.
Right, so you think that after the resignation of Hariri, or as many have put it, the forced resignation of Hariri by the Saudis, they aren't going to be flexing more muscles when it comes to Lebanon?
Well, I don't know how they can. I mean, they certainly can, try to, I guess, stir up the Wahhabi Sunni aspect of the population. I don't know how many of those there are. So they can kind of make trouble that way, but I don't think they can actually, attack Lebanon. They can, of course, encourage the Israelis to attack Lebanon, but every time the Israelis attack Lebanon, they in effect lose. So, of course, a lot of Lebanese die too. But so I think this is really a war of words. Now, I don't know why the Lebanese president resigned. He didn't seem like he was on the verge of resigning a couple of weeks ago. And so something has happened in terms of his interaction with the Saudis that essentially brought this about. And I don't know what it was, and perhaps nobody else outside of several governments knows either. There is one thing other that I'd like to mention. There was a report here, and you probably got it too, that where the Saudi prince perhaps inferred that Iran had committed an act of war against Saudi Arabia because of its military assistance to resistance fighters in Yemen. I think this is absolute hypocrisy. I mean, this is just nuts, because what are we to make of the Saudi invasion of of Yemen, if not an act of war. Yemenis resisting that act of invasion have the right to, certainly have the right to call in foreign assistance, just like, you know, the Saudis have done in terms of the Gulf Arabs and even the United States. So I think that there's a, I asked my wife about this, there's a Farsi word, Dorui, hypocrisy. And I think that, I hope I got that right. And I think that's what we've seen here out of Saudi Arabia.
All right, keep practicing the Persian there. That's Lawrence Davidson, lecturer with Westchester University, joining us via Skype from Pennsylvania. Mr. Davidson, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.